This is News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Twin attacks on the army in central Mali overnight killed 6 soldiers, while some 30 suspected jihadists were also left dead in response. That's according to Mali's military on Sunday. The attacks occurred near the border with Burkina Faso at army positions that have been targeted in the past. A deadly Islamist offensive began in northern Mali in 2012 before spreading elsewhere. The raids occurred in the violence-racked center of the Sahel country. Mali's military said the attacks took place around 3:30 a.m. It said the army seized about 40 motorcycles and a large amount of military gear from the attackers. A medical source said a number of wounded soldiers were evacuated by helicopter. Violence linked to jihadist and separatist insurrections in Mali since 2012 has killed thousands of people and displaced hundreds of thousands more. The UN Security Council held a meeting earlier this month devoted to Mali's long-running crisis. Authorities in Afghanistan say they have rearrested 600 members of the Taliban who were freed from imprisonment as part of a peace-building agreement between the United States and the insurgent group. Afghanistan's National Security Advisor, Hamdullah Mohib, made the announcement on Sunday. He alleged the men in question had returned to the battlefield to plot deadly attacks against government forces and civilians. Under the February 2020 U.S. Taliban deal, the government had released more than 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 security personnel. The swap led to the opening of much-sought peace negotiations between the Taliban and representatives of Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government. This is VOA News.